1,800 Santa Cruz County employees, represented by SEIU Local 415, staged a one-day strike March 14th, crippling road maintenance, payroll processing, social work, and many other services. They've been working without a contract for 6 months. About half the union membership took part in the strike vote, in which 84% of voters rejected the county's last contract offer. Agreements had been reached on health care and retirement, but talks stalled over when a 2.5% cost of living increase would kick in. Olympia Trejo is a clerk in the personnel department.
I believe that we should get a fair contract, and we need a cost of living raise.
What's a fair contract to you?
Well, something where we're going to be able to, you know, afford to live in this county, because what we make, it's not enough.
Well, we're just seeking increases so that people can live in the community that they serve.
Kaleo Kaluhiwa, a social worker in the HIV/AIDS program, is vice president of the county chapter of SEIU Local 415.
People are leaving this county. They're taking their skills, their know-how, their relationships, and moving over the hill because they can make about $5 an hour more. So we're losing some really good talent, people who have worked here for years.
Santa Cruz County is consistently ranked in the top 5 most expensive areas in the U.S. Last summer, county workers absorbed a 4% wage cut and had to pay higher health care costs.
So we've lost 8% of our take-home pay last year, and the county is only offering us right now a 1.25% COLA in the first year of the contract. It's not even half of the inflation rate, which is 3.2%.
The Board of Supervisors has so far refused to provide wages and benefits comparable to that of workers in Santa Clara, San Mateo, Contra Costa, Marin, Sonoma, Solano, Napa, and Monterey counties.
What their current offer does, though, is keeps us dead last out of these 8 counties in employer contributions to retirement and health care. It keeps us about in the middle in terms of wages. But our cost of living is higher than most of the other counties in this comparison.
About 200 essential service workers, like emergency responders and jail staff, were forbidden by court order from participation in the strike. Tim Epperson, a hazardous materials worker in Santa Cruz County for over 18 years, says he's striking anyway because it's important to stand in solidarity with fellow workers and send the county board a strong message.
There is somebody on call and they would respond. They are participating in the strike, though, and if there is a hazardous materials call, that individual would be called out and would be available to respond.
Epperson says the county budget is in good shape, but is being mismanaged.
They themselves voted themselves a 47% increase, but yet they don't want to support their own employees.
County executives and the Board of Supervisors pay nothing for their health care or premiums, Epperson says.
And we continue to have our benefits eroded, such as we pay more now per month in retirement, we pay more in medical. I'm actually personally earning about $378 less a month because of increased medical and PERS costs that have been passed on to the employees.
The strike lasted 24 hours and workers are now back on the job, but vow further actions if an agreement isn't reached soon. Lucila Gong, a food stamp eligibility worker, has been employed by Santa Cruz County for some 3 years.
I would love to have an agreement soon so we don't have to go into a full strike. We really want to serve the public and the needy, and that's what we're here for.
The next contract talks between SEIU and county negotiators is set for March 27th. In Santa Cruz, California, I'm Vinny Lombardo, reporter at large.